Chief of Army Staff, COAS, General Syed Asim Munir delivered a powerful address at the first Overseas Pakistanis Convention in Islamabad, asserting that Pakistan's enemies are mistaken in thinking that a handful of terrorists can dictate the country's destiny. Even 10 generations of terrorists cannot damage Balochistan or Pakistan, he declared, adding that Balochistan is not only vital to the country's future but also a symbol of national pride. He emphasized that as long as the proud people of Pakistan stand behind their armed forces, no challenge is insurmountable. COAS Munir expressed deep admiration for the patriotism of overseas Pakistanis, stating, "I am truly moved by your passion for Pakistan. Let me assure you that our bond with you is even stronger." He rejected the notion of brain drain, calling it instead a brain gain, and praised the global Pakistani diaspora as ambassadors and shining lights of the nation. "You are not just representatives, you are the brilliance of Pakistan that reflects across the world," he said. Urging the diaspora to share the legacy of Pakistan with future generations, Gen Munir reaffirmed that the values and vision for which the country was founded must be preserved and passed on. He further said that Allah has blessed Pakistan with abundant natural resources, and citizens should be grateful. "Together, we are sending a clear message. Whoever stands in the way of Pakistan's progress will be removed," he asserted. Addressing national identity and resilience, Gen Munir reminded overseas Pakistanis that their heritage is rooted in a noble civilization and ideology. "We do not fear adversity, we have never bowed to hardships, and we never will." The COAS also paid tribute to Pakistan's martyrs, saying the nation views them with utmost honor and dignity. "Their sacrifices are eternal and will never be forgotten." On regional matters, Gen Munir reiterated unwavering support for the Kashmiri people, calling Kashmir Pakistan's jugular vein and expressing solidarity with Palestinians, saying the hearts of Pakistanis beat with the people of Gaza. He concluded by asserting that Pakistan's journey of progress is ongoing. "The question is not if Pakistan will progress, but how fast." The speech ended with a resounding chant from the attendees, "Pakistan Zindabad."